Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is, seen or unseen. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father, by whom all things were made. Jesus Christ is God from God, light from light, true God from true God. You have this man, he was about 6 foot tall. We know that from extra biblical sources, namely his burial shroud, about 6 foot, 176 perfectly distributed pounds. This beautiful man who existed, who spoke, who walked about. We know where he went, we know when. And he said that he is God. Would you just please listen to me and I'll tell you how he said he's God? Let's go back a little. Moses lived some 1,200 years before Jesus came. And he had to get out of Egypt because he had killed a construction captain and buried him in the sands. He had to flee to Sinai where the heat goes up around 115, 120. So there was Moses in Sinai, and he looks at this bush, and the bush is in flames, which isn't terribly surprising, because there is such a thing as spontaneous combustion, especially under that heat. But Moses must have done the biggest double take in history when he realized that the bush was enveloped in living flames, and yet the leaves of the bush were bright green, moist, weren't even drying up in the flames. And he knew that God was manifesting himself. And he said, who are you? And from the bush came the answer, I am. I am. Or it can be translated, my name is I am. And God told Moses, oh, was Moses scared, that he had to take the people out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, into the promised land of Israel. And Moses says, when I tell them that I was chosen to bring the people into the freedom of Israel, they're going to say, who sent you? When they say, who sent you? What am I going to tell them? And came the answer from the bush. When they ask you, who sent you? You tell them, I am sent you. Yahweh. In Hebrew, I am. 12 centuries went by, and Mary of Nazareth, by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, came to be with child, with the Son of God, by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. And when that child got to be 32 perhaps, one day he was doing miracles. Oh, he did those every day from the age of 30 on. And the people, the Pharisees, you see, the common people really loved Jesus. The Pharisees, who were in charge of all the power, hated Jesus. And Jesus is one day talking about Abraham, who had lived further back than Moses. You place Moses around 1,200 before Jesus. You place Abraham around 1,900 before Jesus. And here was Jesus talking about Abraham as though he knew him personally. And that was very galling to the Pharisees, who thought they knew everything, especially the Bible. And Jesus was talking about Abraham as though he had just sat down to coffee with him. And when the Pharisees couldn't stand anymore, they said, "You're not even 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" And Jesus said, "In all truth I say to you, before Abraham began to be, I am Yahweh." They tried to stone him to death. Jesus said that with reference to himself several times. Once he said, "When you have raised up the Son of Man on the cross, then you shall know that I am." And when they surrounded him in the garden, Jesus stood up, drenched and red, and said, "Whom do you seek?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he said, "I am." God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, "I believe," when you believe the creed, you're not saying, "Wouldn't it be nice if that were so?" You're saying, "I know this is so because God said so." I want to tell you what it is we believe and why.